Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across London.
This story was told by Crudgy
at the Ritter Cinema in September 2012.
Hello. Right, the year is about 1978. It's a very old story. And I was at work on Friday afternoon and in the bank, and the chief clerk came up to me and said, "Crudgy, you've still got a week's holiday to go." I said, "Yeah, I'm going to take it in the winter, go skiing." He said, "No, new rules from head office, got to take it before the end of the period." "So when does that finish?" He said, "In a fortnight." And I said, "All right, I'll have next week off then." So went and played cricket on Saturday, played cricket on Sunday. Monday morning, woke up, 8 o'clock, listened to the radio, Tony Blackburn. Song on the radio, I forget what it's called now, but it's something goes something like, "Where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your head?" And then later on in the song it goes, "You go to Juan Le Pan to get an even suntan." Thought that's a good idea, go to Juan Le Pan. I knew it was in the south of France somewhere, but whereabouts exactly, I don't know. Anyway, so got my bag out, put a tent in it, sleeping bag in it, passport. Off I went down to Dover, got down to Dover, and there was a guy in a sort of yellow jacket waved me through. I hadn't bought a ticket yet. And another bloke in a yellow jacket just waved me onto this boat. So I drove straight onto the boat without paying. Got off the other side. Well, that was quite good, saved a bit of money. And carried on down the motorway. Of course, back in 78, I didn't actually realise that you had to pay for motorways in France. So then I came to this toll, and I thought, "Oh, sod that, I'm not paying for that." So I waited for a big lorry to come along, and when the big lorry went past me, it sort of shielded me from the toll booths. It went through one of the toll booths, and there was about another six or seven that didn't have any men in it. So I just went through the gap in one of the other toll booths, so that was a good idea. Thought I'd do that all the way down there. So carried on going. I thought, better stop somewhere and get something to eat, and I stopped at this sort of motorway cafe. And I thought I'd better find out where this Juan Le Pan is. So I looked in one of their maps in the motorway and found the sort of roads that I should be taking and made a little note on the back of my hand and then carried on. And then got to somewhere near Lyon and there was a sign. It said Riviera off to the left somewhere. So I thought, oh, I'll take that route instead of going on the motorway. Ended up going across the top of this mountain and then, believe it or not, got stopped by the police on the top of the mountain and they breathalysed me. I hadn't been drinking, luckily. And carried on, got to Juan Le Pan that evening and looking for somewhere to stay. And I found this campsite, but the campsite cost an absolute fortune, as everything else did in south of France. So I went round the back and it had a sort of a 8-foot mud wall. So I just revved the bike up, rode over the top of the mud wall and down the other side. Nearly rode into a load of Germans in a tent, but they were quite happy. And ended up doing all their cooking for them for a week, and they fed me. So there was another more money saved. And I had a nice time there, and on the way back home again, back along the motorways, same procedure. But I set off a bit later and I thought I'll camp on the side of the motorway somewhere because I'd got my tent. But I stopped at this motorway service station again, and it was a bit late, it was about 11 o'clock, and I was looking around for something to eat, and then suddenly all the lights went off. I didn't know what was going on, but they didn't know I was in there, and they'd shut the shop up and locked up, and I was locked inside the motorway service station. So I had to scout around and I played on the fruit machines and stuff like that, and then found all the Mars bars behind the counter and ate them. And then I just sort of crawled underneath a table and went to sleep. It was nice and warm. Next thing I knew, in the morning, somebody was kicking me under the table. They didn't know I was there. They're just sitting down at the table eating their breakfast. So I've crawled out of there again and carried on the motorbike, back home again. Back home by Friday, played cricket on Saturday, played cricket on Sunday, then back to work on Monday.
Spark London now has 3 monthly nights.
The first Monday is at the Canal Cafe Theatre in Little Venice.
The second Monday is at the Hackney Picture House.
And the third is at the Ritzy Cinema in Brixton.
For more details, head to sparklondon.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.